Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and it's Cinco de Mayo where we are, and if you're listening to us on Sunday night, that was yesterday, and you're now just walking through the hangover a little bit. But anyway, I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and you are listening to the Grilling Guys. What's cooking, man?
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again for the second segment. We want to talk about a little pheasant, which is one of Jop's favorite birds to shoot and eat. And I like them too. So I want to ask you, have you ever tried grilling pheasant breast?
Yes.
I know we've smoked them together. You've smoked them.
Right.
Many people do smoking, but and, the grilling, because a lot of people don't have a smoker.
Right. And I would, there's a couple things that come to mind. The first answer is yes, I have. And the first time or two was unsuccessful because I grilled them over direct heat.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to cook these over indirect heat because they're very, very lean.
So you can use a grill.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And cook it like a skinless, boneless chicken breast. So, you know, be cognizant of your temperature because you get them too done, they're going to be shoe leather.
So this is not like a chicken. You don't need to bring it to 165.
Correct.
It's wild fowl.
Right.
What do you suppose a good temp is? 145?
Yeah, that's where I was going to go, mm-hmm. 140, 145. And it won't hurt you a bit. You know, it's not, it is wild game and it'll be just fine. You get much above that, you're going to dry it out and you're not going to like it. And, you know, I guess my other thing is that I would put it in something, some sort of a sauce or a marinade or a brine.
Before you grill it.
Yeah, before you grill mm-hmm. it, just to give it some moisture because mm-hmm. you are just looking at a pure muscle.
So that, even if it's just a little, water with some orange in it and salt and pepper and a touch of sugar.
Right.
Give it 6 hours, 8 hours. Let it absorb some
right.
some hydro.
Go easy on the acid in the citrus because that'll cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
that's
it,
why I say six max.
Yep, right. Yep.
But if it's an orange, it's a little less acidic than lemon, and
right.
orange with fowl
is wonder.
It is wonderful.
Yep.
So smoked wild turkey breasts. Everybody's that's a turkey hunter has been successful this spring. There's a lot of turkey out, and I'm seeing pictures on Facebook galore of people bagging their turkeys.
Right.
And I think most people simply eat the breasts off those. What do you think?
Yeah, you can take the thighs and the legs off them, but they're tough. This is a bird that runs for a living. Runs
from coyotes.
Right, and it'll fly, I mean, obviously, but their first mode is to run. And so those leg muscles are used extensively, and it can be tough.
So they've got biker legs.
Yeah, right. the breast meat is where it's at. Obviously, there's more of it, too. I like anything wild, you're getting a very, very lean piece of meat. So you've got to add some moisture to it and make sure you don't overcook it.
So I love smoking turkey breasts. I have to fess up, I've never smoked a wild turkey breast, but I got to believe it's close to a domestic. But again, I think you're going to want to hydrate it. But this is a piece of meat, and you're plucking the turkey anyway. So if you can carve it out with the skin on it, you're going to be better off. If you don't, if you just skin it, then I'm going to tell you that when you smoke that thing, you're going to want to lay some bacon over top of it.
Right.
So that you have some added fat to it because it's incredibly lean. But
and you don't have to eat the bacon. I mean, if you're trying to be healthy and keep that lean piece of meat, you think, well, why would I ruin that with
save
bacon?
Save it for the guy at the table that will.
Right, exactly, because somebody will.
Yeah.
But the bacon seals in the moisture and will impart a little bit of flavor, but not a lot. It's just on the outside. But what it's going to do is keep that big, dense piece of meat from drying out.
Okay, here's a little bacon tip.
Okay.
The most unlikely spot to find bacon. Menards.
What?
In their food section, they have this little cooler at the end of it, and every now and then they have Armour Black Label bacon, the 24-ounce package, for like $4 a package, frozen. Menards, crazy prices on some stuff. I fill up my basket with bacon when I'm there. It's because it's Black Label. It's phenomenal. Anyway.
Is it good?
It's really good.
I mean, I don't know.
Armour Black Label? Yeah, it's pricey stuff, but Menards must buy it out of their freezer, close out, something. I don't know. But $4.44 a pack? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
You know how expensive bacon is now?
Well, I understand.
It's gotten ridiculous.
I mean, it's low on
and
the hog.
And they're all tricking you. They're going to these 12-ounce packages and selling it for $4.99.
Yeah.
No, it's a 12-ounce package.
Right.
That makes it like $7 or $8 a pound. Come on. Get off it. Now, how can you sell a tenderloin for $1.39 a pound?
Right, yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, it's called demand. That's why chicken wings are $2.99 a pound, and you can buy the breast
That's
for $1.99 a pound.
That's crazy.
Right? There's two breasts and two wings on that thing, but you know what? I think probably genetics are trying to find a way to grow four or five wings on a bird because they're so damn popular now. But.
So you just gave somebody a good idea.
Right, yeah.
So freezer venison, if you're trying to clean out your freezer, and my freezer is cleaning itself out because we're not putting anything in it right now because it's usually overloaded. And when the door pops open on its own, that's a sign that you got to start eating food because you ruin everything, which I found out. Venison. Now, what most people end up with, I'm finding, is a few packs of ground venison and a couple roasts.
Right.
The steaks go first, right?
Right.
And the burger, because you get a lot of burger if you have it ground. And the roasts are generally lesser favorites, but they're really good. There's something great to cook there. But you can thaw that roast out and cut it into 1.5-inch sections and then slice it into little quarter-inch strips and throw it in one of your favorite jerky recipes. Now, we have a bunch of them on our website at thegrillingguys.com. You can find plenty of jerky recipes. There's some that are called 8 Crazy Ways or something. Just go up in the search bar on the top right and put in jerky, and you'll find one where we put like 8 different recipes on one. All 8 of those are phenomenal. I'm getting hungry thinking about them because
right.
I love jerky. And venison roasts are great for jerky.
Right.
And especially if it's been in the freezer a while, maybe the flavor's not quite what you want anymore.
Yep. I've got last October's bow kill. I boned out the 2 hindquarters. And they're in the, each one of them.
So that's all you kept?
No, I've got the rest of it, too, that we haven't eaten. But where I was going is I have 2 of those roasts.
Oh,
and the,
hind roasts.
Yes, they're hind roasts. It's the hind quarter. They're boned, and they're shrunk wrapped.
That'd be a rump
frozen.
Roast.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
And frozen. And I should pull one of those out and do that because you taught me how to do this. But when you make jerky and you make it in a little bit thicker chunks, It doesn't get so dry and
right.
where you got to rip it.
Right.
You can still bite it like
right.
a piece of steak.
So it doesn't pull your caps off.
Right. That texture difference makes all the difference to me. I really enjoy it much better when it isn't that hard, like shoe leather type piece of meat. And it's still got a lot of flavor in it. When it's a bigger chunk, it seems to get more flavor on it.
And fresh out of the smoker.
Yeah,
there's nothing like
it's almost so warm you can't touch it.
Yeah. Yes,
oh.
nothing better than fresh jerky out of the smoker. So freezer venison, even some old roast beefs. If you've got an old chuck in the freezer and you want to get rid of it, chuck makes fantastic jerky.
Right.
Just cut the freezer burn off if you've got any and cut it in 1/4-inch strips lengthwise. You might want to take the fat off it because chuck's going to have a lot of fat.
Yep.
It'll just mess up your smoker. But again, chuck roast makes an absolutely perfect jerky, and we found it out in Topeka hunting with Rob Russell.
Yeah, Cowboy Rob Russell threw some of that on. I'm like, this is going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
No. It was my attitude that sucked. That stuff was great. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to give you 8 reasons to eat something out of the sea. Stick with us. We'll be back.